This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Here's your TNB Tech Minute for Wednesday, April 10th. I'm Alex Osola for The Wall Street Journal. Taiwanese chipmaker TSMC has reported a better-than-expected rise in quarterly sales. The world's biggest contract chipmaker said it made about 593 billion new Taiwan dollars, the equivalent of more than $18.4 billion, in the first 3 months of the year, beating analyst expectations. It also said its revenue in March rose 34.3% compared with last year. Shares rose just over a half percent. Danish consumer electronics company Bang & Olufsen is adjusting its investments as markets struggle in Europe and China. The company said macroeconomic conditions in key markets in Europe haven't improved as the company expected, which has impacted sales. Last month, the company cut its full-year guidance, expecting revenue to fall by between 5 and 8% in its fiscal full year. And Blizzard is planning to bring its blockbuster game titles back to the mainland Chinese market this summer. It's doing so via a renewed partnership with Chinese internet technology company NetEase. The deal includes Blizzard Games' World of Warcraft, Hearthstone, and other titles in the Warcraft, Overwatch, Diablo, and StarCraft universes, according to a statement by Microsoft and NetEase. The detailed relaunch plans will be shared at a later date. For a deeper dive into what's happening in tech, check out Thursday's Tech News Briefing podcast.